This is New England Public Radio. A so-called millionaire's tax got thrown off the ballot last year in Massachusetts. Now lawmakers are zeroing in on other ways to fund transportation and education. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our quick look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We're joined now by Katie Lannon with the State House News Service. Thanks for joining us, Katie.
Hey, Carrie. Thanks for having me.
You know, for a couple of years, Massachusetts voters have been told that investments in education and transportation can't wait. Is there continued urgency on pressing these issues now that the mechanism for funding change isn't there?
Oh, definitely. I think, you know, we've seen, first of all, the millionaire's tax proposal resurface, although any sort of actualization of that is still several years away. But education and transportation remain at the forefront for lawmakers in the new session a couple months in. Education funding definitely seems to be an early priority. We've seen the governor put forward a plan with his budget. We've got a hearing coming up this week on other proposals. And, of course, when it comes to transportation, all you have to do is sit in traffic, try to get to Boston from Western Massachusetts, or ride the T, and certainly you'll have something to say about where investment is needed.
A ban on conversion therapy for minors was overwhelmingly supported by the House last week, but a rare second vote was held after independent Susanna Whipps, who represents the 2nd Franklin District, discovered that her vote was recorded as opposing the ban. Katie, what went wrong?
Yeah, I don't really know what exactly happened with the vote here. We know Rep. Whipps is a co-sponsor of this conversion therapy ban. It's something she supports. But when the original vote was tallied, she was listed as a no. And she said after the fact that she thought she voted yes. A colleague showed her the recorded vote that listed her as a no. And she was visibly upset in the House chamber as all this was going on, conferred with other lawmakers, and House leaders agreed to retake the vote. Another rep, David LaBeouf from Worcester area, he said that he sits near her and he saw her green yes light up in support for the bill, but then something must have happened somewhere along the way that switched it to a no vote. The exact mechanics of what must have gone on are a little murky, but they agreed to another vote, and it passed the second time, 147-8, the same total as the first time, because another lawmaker, Rep. Nicholas Baldega of Southwick, voted in favor of the bill the first time, and then the second time was a no vote. We're not entirely sure what happened there either.
Do lawmakers routinely check to make sure their votes are recorded correctly, or should they be checking those things?
I guess they should be. It's sort of, you know, anything technical, there's always room for a mishap. We have seen people, you know, vote one way and then change it themselves if they hit the wrong button or something like that. But it's very unusual to have kind of a realization after the fact and a whole new vote called. I don't think I've seen that before.
Finally, people from other states often criticize Massachusetts drivers for being bad drivers. Last week, the Mass Department of Public Health released some data suggesting about 7% of all adults drove under the influence of marijuana in the past month. In response, the governor has proposed some new regulations, but there's still no good test to identify drivers who are high on pot. Are lawmakers going to go along with this?
Yeah, so the governor's bill came out of a report, a special commission on operating under the influence and impaired driving, quite a mouthful. They issued 19 recommendations a while back for how to handle the newly legal marijuana and what it means for drivers. And the governor's bill, which certainly does seem to have support from some lawmakers, although it hasn't reached a groundswell or an indication they're taking it up soon, it looks to set up a situation where a driver would only need to be proven to be impaired to have a conviction. They wouldn't need to prove the substance they're impaired by. It's certainly supported by people in the public safety field as well.
Katie Lannon, reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Thanks a lot, Katie.
Thanks, Carrie.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others, including the shortlist NEPR's Week in Review, at our website. That's nepr.net/podcasthub. This is New England Public Radio.